From restraining orders to makeovers, stay tuned, reality check. Boop.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live, reality check.
When it's dark with us, I swear, barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight?
Nope. I'm not no quitter, baby.
Ooh, well, you are now. I can do. Hey, we can't do. Hey. No child support.
Mary J is back. I love this song. Think of it.
I'm obsessed with Mary J.
Her new album comes out April 28th. Strength of a Woman.
What up, y'all? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. First and foremost, happy birthday to Miss Ashley Gray. She couldn't be here with us today. Super excited. We got Mr. Ray filling in.
I'm filling in, but my birthday's coming up, too.
When's your birthday?
April 15th, tax day.
Oh, so you're a Taurus.
I'm an Aries. I'm the evil Aries that goes into Taurus.
See, I like Tauruses.
But I like Tauruses, but Tauruses go into me, if that makes sense.
That's another Mary J. Blige song that we ain't gonna sing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Family Affair.
Whoa. That sounds a little Greenleaf to me. All right, let's talk about it, though. So, yes. Mary J. is back in the papers because she did an interview with Angie Martinez where she had to say, because, all right, so we talked about it here before, but this whole spousal support thing.
Right.
Kendu wants $100,000 a month.
Girl, he wants a new life, a new look, and a new color.
Well, he's saying it's not a new life, a new look. He's saying, I just want to keep up with what I've been doing. So breaking down what he wants that money for is for a personal trainer, for meal plans, for to be able to go purchase clothing. Like, it's just like,
so basically he wants to keep the lifestyle that Mary J. Blige afforded him.
Well, he said that he created her, and her response to that was,
he didn't get with Mary until the Breakthrough album, and she had she had 411, My Life, Share My World,
which
Mary
was all jamming, like, I'm sorry,
yeah, Mary, No More Drama. She had five albums, oh, Mary, and then Love and Life. She had six albums before she got to him. Let's not do it.
Now, you may have helped her out of a situation, which I'm sure that she does appreciate. You know what I mean?
Situation?
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, love he did and help life. Her. Let's not. She gives credit to that. But the thing is this. That's fine and that's dandy, but what do you think you're going to get out of this situation? Like, if you really loved her, why are you squeezing her like
this? He's like the goddamn IRS. Because I remember he was asking for her Grammy. He was asking for her Grammy that he, because, you know, she won a Grammy for that album he executive produced. And he's saying she wouldn't have won that Grammy had he not executive produced it.
She is Mary J. Blige. She helped you in your career, and you helped her too. You needed each other.
He's a bitter bitch.
Right. Now go find someone else since you want to be out there. She said, honey, you didn't make me. You're not God. Boop.
That's her classy response. I'm pretty sure she said, this mother... You know, she's from Yonkers. She's like, this mother... You know? But no, I mean, I understand he's been... How long have they been married? What, 10 years?
10, 11.
Yeah. So he's accustomed to a certain lifestyle, but again... As well as she was stacking her money, he should have been stacking his as well. The key to this, guys, is to secure the bag.
And get shit in your name. And you had 11 years to, like, build up your own funds. Like, what was you doing?
Okay.
What would you do? All right, let's talk about it. Because what would you do in this situation? Black China, she has the wrath of Black China right now. I mean, she is all over the place. She is taking both her children, King and Dream, to get them work permits without the consent of... their fathers.
How can
although
infants,
it's funny because you said
how can children get work permits?
Honey, she gonna put this baby in a commercial or something
without the permission of Rob?
Well, I don't know about Rob because you said that a picture just got released of all of them together.
Yeah, they were all together. There was a picture or Instagram video or Snapchat video, some social media video of Rob and China, and they were making a video playing a song and she was doing kissy faces. I think they're all for TV to help save this failing show.
I will. And then Kim Kardashian just posted something 4/4/17, save the date. And so I'm wondering,
is she going to announce she's pregnant again, or is it the finale of Kardashian?
I hope it's the finale of the Kardashian.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the way it's shot this season. It looks more cinematic and more dramatic, and they are all beat for the fucking gods. But I'm ready for them to go.
Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, what's next? You know, well, and then we talked about last week, they're talking about an animation show.
So they're not going anywhere. They're just being recreated.
Oh, yes, of course.
They're like butterflies. They just don't go anywhere.
But Black China, she's getting these work permits, and Tyga's a little upset because he's upset that she's basically going to put...
He's making money.
Well, she's doing it. She's saying because Tyga doesn't pay child support. She then went on a Snapchat ranch.
He doesn't pay because Charlie, Lord. Kylie Jenner pays for him. So.
That lip gloss kits.
Okay, because he ain't made a song since Rack City.
I mean, he makes them, but...
No one listens to them or downloads them.
Listen, or streams them.
But let me ask you this, though. What about the comments that Blac Chyna made? She called Tyga a fag.
I just think, like, you know, we were talking about earlier, like, mm-hmm. It's one of those things where... Because... Certain women hang out with, like, they may have, like, a lot of gay friends. They mm-hmm. feel like they can just throw terminology around. Mm-hmm. But it's so interesting to me because if anyone ever stepped out of mouth and called you the N-word mm-hmm. or stepped out of mouth and, you know, I mean, you can tell when someone's calling you a bitch in a different type of tone. Like
hey, someone, bitch, or oh, bitch, right. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Right, you Ooh. Know that. So to me, like, if you're constantly around... gay people and you truly, like, understand their story mm-hmm. and truly, like, feel that... To use fag in a derogatory word, like, you're using it like retard. Like, mm-hmm. you're using it in a derogatory way. And so, to me, it's kind of just like, really, girl? Like...
Yeah.
The other thing is... Why do women, the first thing they go to when a man does something, oh, you're gay. You're
Nene
why? Because he ain't fucking you, girl?
Right.
Because he fucking Kylie Jenner?
Right.
And you got robbed?
Right. You got the slob of the family. Good luck. she ain't got that last name trademark yet.
Girl, because the way
girl,
name...
Tyga will be a Kardashian before Blac Chyna will.
What kind of a gag would that be if Tyga really changed?
Bitch. TK.
Just keep your drama off
That's
Snapchat.
That's his new rap name, TK. Tyga Kardashian, TK.
Hey, actually.
Okay.
The album TKO. Boom. Knockout. All right. Another restraining order situation. Well, let's get into the restraining orders. So, Chris Brown... Poor Karrueche, because she wants to get this boy out of her life after he's confessed his love for her, mm-hmm. then told her he was going to shoot her and end her life, and then it was back to he wants to be with her, and she's the love of his life, to stalking her on other people's profiles. And basically, her lawyers mm-hmm. did a whole bunch of paperwork to send over, and Chris Brown didn't show up. And so then they went to go bring it to the lawyers, and the lawyers weren't there to accept it. So basically, Chris is telling his lawyers not to accept these papers, so it keeps getting prolonged. And they're basically trying to figure out a way that they can just bump into Chris Brown and serve him with these papers.
I have an opinion. Now, I do know both parties involved personally.
Okay.
Specifically, Karrueche. I've known her for years. Pre-Chris Brown. I was there when she met the boy. I think it was people always say Karrueche was made by Chris Brown. Mm-mm. Granted, she was a stylist and she was working in, you know, retail when she met him. And of course, who wouldn't take advantage of that opportunity and that platform and that amount of exposure? I mean, at one point in time, Chris Brown was the male equivalent of Beyonce at that one point. You know, and unfortunately, all that stuff happened with Rihanna. I think it was her lawyer and her team's decision to go forward with this restraining order at the time that she was to start doing promotion for her new television show. And it was like, well, you're about to be in the press anyway, promoting this show. Why not give it an extra boost and go ahead and serve him his papers right now? I do not feel like that was a Karrueche decision. I feel like that was her team decision. Because I'm okay, and I don't feel like, regardless of what Chris has done to her and her wanting to move on from it, I don't feel like she would maliciously try to attack him and use him for promo. I mean, hell, I mean, she's used him for what he can be used for. No shade, she's the girlfriend. You can't take that from her.
Like, my thing is this. Everyone came at Karrueche so hard, but I don't... Out of all the girlfriends...
That man cheated on her, and she had to deal with it in the public.
Well, that... I mean, girl, you signing yourself up at this point. Mm-hmm. You know what you're dealing with.
Right.
I don't even know Chris Brown, but I've heard too many stories to even think. Like
if I dated Mike Tyson, I might have to deal with a bite mark or two. I know what I'm getting myself into. I mean...
Fucking Da Vinci over here. But my thing is this with her, you know, everyone, like, would always come at her so hard, and I feel like it was just because of Rihanna, right?
Haters lived in her comments.
But the thing is, like, when you think of celebrities and their girlfriends, she really didn't do too much, like, as far as, like, what she, to me, I was always like, girl, you could be doing so much more, like,
she was
your
like
clothing
Amber Rose,
line.
She didn't talk.
You know what I'm saying? Well, to me, Amber Rose, I feel like, did more than Karrueche did. Karrueche, to me, was always just, I'm here for Chris, I'm on the side of Chris. He gave her that clothing line mm-hmm. or whatever. And, like, you could have really have exposed it even more, but you, I feel like she didn't. I feel like she didn't really. I felt like she was more there for the love than she was there to promote anything.
Right, she loved him. And all honesty, between Karrueche and Amber Rose, I would definitely rather hear Karrueche talk versus Amber Rose. Because now that Amber Rose talks, I'd be like, mute. She's white trash. And I mean that in the nicest way, because it's like, Amber is so pretty to look at. She is...
She's beautiful.
Mother is sitting.
But it's just
weird. But when that mouth opens, I'm just like, New York. Remember New York? I love New York. What are we going to do about that mouth? That's how I feel.
Okay, but with Amber Rose, I was on the fence when I heard she was getting her own talk show. Mm-hmm. Because the only thing that, to me, was saving it was that it was with Dr. Phil.
But he's not on it.
But that's the problem. To me, she should be doing a love connection where she's paired with someone like a Dr. Phil that's totally opposite. Because the thing is, there are certain people, this is why I love watching Love and Hip Hop and certain Bad Girls Club, mm-hmm, and these kind of shows. Because these things do happen in life, right? Mm-hmm. The problem is when a producer gets behind it, they have to cut and edit it to get it in a certain amount of time. There's no real context. So mm-hmm, kids watch, people watch this stuff and they think, oh, this is real life with no context. There's no conversation afterwards. Mm-hmm. So with Amber, it's like sometimes I think she says things. It's like she'll say something and it'll almost contradict like her actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she does it in a malicious way. I don't think she does it in a way of like, yeah, I'm trying to be out here in this. I don't. But she doesn't know how to communicate. I personally,
she needs better PR. You're, yeah, not going to sit here and say, I'm doing a slut walk to empower women, and then you do an interview the next day. Oh, I've had threesomes with Wiz all along. So yeah, are you a slut or not?
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, you're missing the point, Mr. A.
You're missing the point.
I can do whatever I want. Yes, you can, girl.
I'm not.
Sometimes when
her,
you do it, though, you get a label attached to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's,
you can do what you want to do, but when you announce, I've had a dick in my butt, my ass, my mouth, both noses, you know, both ears, excuse me, and both nose holes, girl, I'm going to judge you. Regardless of how you try to dress up slut, slut means more than one dick, and she's had them all. But get your life, mother.
Right. Bitch, that was that. Go ahead. I loved it. I lived for that one. All right. We need a little Ashley in here today.
Okay.
All right. Another restraining order is this Matt Jordan with Kenya
Moore.
What's
going on this week?
I'm just like,
the sun comes out, the heat comes out, Negroes just go crazy.
All right. So now you be in Atlanta. So what's, mm-hmm, tea? What tea do you know about this?
I'm actually, you know, Kenya is a friend of mine. I've met, you know, I've known Kenya for a couple of years. And I
have
actually.
Have you met Matt?
Yeah, I met him at the premiere last season, okay, of Braxton Family Values and Match Made in Heaven. I hosted the red carpet event for WeTV down there, and we interviewed Kenya and Matt, and he was standing there looking like a gargoyle. Like, he was just like...
Really?
Like, he just had a very serious face. He was analyzing the crowd, and then you have to remember, this is a guy that Kenya found, or Kenya met, and he's now in this spotlight of camera paparazzi, bloggers, true stories, fake stories. You know, he doesn't know what to expect. And at that point in time, it was May. So I think they were filming this current season, actually. And I was just like, chill out, boo. It's okay.
It's a lot, though.
But he went to, you saw he drove to Charlotte, mm-hmm, beat up Peter, and went back home. Who the hell does that? I would have been, do you know how far it is from Atlanta to Charlotte?
No.
I would have gotten tired by the time we hit Athens. I'd have been like, you know what? Fuck this. It's okay. I'll catch him later. But he didn't even get to go to the reunion, I heard.
No, he didn't. And I'm thinking it's because of the producers basically wouldn't let him come.
I wouldn't let him come to the reunion either. After he done said on camera, I fucked you in the car. You're not telling my tea. You're not paid for that.
I'm sorry. If I'm Andy Cohen, Matt will have a special backstage seat.
It'll Matt be like needs a, his own special.
Like
Eric
Mena. Be right in there. We have a, well, that, look, the reunion's gonna be 45 minutes, but 30 minutes we're gonna get real detail with Matt.
Cause he said,
what
that,
happened?
He said that Todd and Peter were telling him how to basically extort money out of Kenya for her paycheck.
Which, and that's the thing, like, this is why it just blows my mind. And it's
how
so,
does TV stuff works.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Kenya, why are we putting a restraining order on this man? You literally brought I'm going to call him a child, because
yeah,
in this world, that is what, he doesn't understand it. So you brought a child into the circus,
yeah,
and then you acted like the ringleader of the circus, and then made him look like he's crazy.
He's a wild animal from the jungle, honey.
And so I feel like you added some paranoia in there, and he probably isn't the most stable of them all.
Definitely not. And then wouldn't you film a reality show, a high profile reality show on a major network and a show that gets the ratings that like that show gets, there's definitely a level and quota you have to meet. And she was, you know, how they pressure her about, we need you to deliver this, this, and that. Well, he's now a part of her storyline, so he has to deliver. So now she's on payroll. So she has to deal with the drama. He's not on payroll, and he's dealing with the drama. You see how the conflict happens? Mm. She's getting paid to deliver. He's not.
And then this is how the devil works. Now, Matt, you sitting outside with papers served. Because you ain't got Chris Brown coin to not get those papers, to run from them papers.
I feel like, this is just off subject, I feel like Matt probably wears King's Cooch out. He looks like he's good in bed.
Oh, for sure. Like, I feel like he just goes down, takes that Matt. Tongue, and just be all up in business.
I would lose 20 pounds for Matt.
Bitch, fucking Matt wants you to lose the 20 pounds, bitch.
That's cardio. That is cardio.
So, I mean, throughout this whole thing, like, I mean, we did the after show for Real Housewives, and we... Not that we loved Matt, but, like, it was just always kind of like, this poor boy is, like,
he was
about
good
to get,
eye candy.
Yeah, good eye candy, but also just, you could just tell he was about to get dragged through the situation.
He looked like he walked into, I mean, honestly, from a reality TV fan expert, I've been on both sides of the camera. I've worked in reality, and I've been on reality. He always had authentic reactions to everything. Like, but his face was just like, is he about to snap my neck, or is he about to just snap?
Or is he confused?
Is he confused? Like, or is he, does he not know his talking points? Like, it was always, you didn't know what it was going to be with Matt. Like, I felt like he was good for this season because you actually got to see someone who actually cared about Kenya, because, you know, her stigma throughout this, you know, the franchise has been Kenya hires men to date her, and this guy, I think, loved her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to kill you. Like, isn't this saying a restraining order? He threatened to kill her?
Yeah.
Kenya, girl, I know the dick. Where the camera at? Kenya, I know the dick might have been good, girl, but don't die for dick. We don't die for dick.
That's a hashtag right there. Don't die for dick.
Okay.
Because I know too many bitches that would die for some dick, and I'm like,
girl, if you don't go down the street and get you one of them plastic ones.
Okay. Speaking of serving some papers, artist Ro James was about to serve something to Peter Thomas because, so apparently he performed at Bar One on New Year's Eve.
In Atlanta. Okay.
And, basically, you know, he said it was kind of a whack night. And he said, and I still haven't gotten paid from that.
So rules, where's my camera again? Right here. So rules for you all that are aspiring singers and dealing with promoters, someone who's been booked before, collected coins and did not collect coins. You get your deposit up front, 50%. And once it goes through to your account, then you travel to the venue. Now, when you get to the venue, before you tweet, say I'm on the way and I'm even here, you have the promoter meet you outside and you collect the rest of your cash. And then you tweet, a bitch is on the way. Get your makeup done and go on inside. But when you tweet that you're there already or you're on the way, they've got all the promotion they need.
It's done. And also paperwork. You should always have your own paperwork.
Yeah.
Don't rely on the establishment. Don't rely on you. Because
you can have your own
services.
Writer. Like, you have your own, like, for when I travel, whether it's TV engagements or speaking engagements or it's a club or a walkthrough, I have a generic appearance fee writer where it has my information, where you route the money, you know, where you route the money to, how I'm to travel, what my lodging accommodations are, when the money's due, when I'm to collect it, and you sign it, I sign it, and it's, thank God my manager's a lawyer, and BJ, shout out to BJ, and we work it out. Like, it's no different. You get the same paperwork as you do. So we're
in
all on the same
order.
Page.
Okay. So there you go, Ro. But apparently, Peter tweeted at him, call me. So hopefully.
So I wonder how much money he was getting paid, because Ro did have that one big song.
Yeah.
He might have got like $10,000, maybe 20?
Maybe 7.
He shouldn't definitely be over 12.
I don't know how Atlanta is. Like, maybe they, you know, got more, since it's
See,
cheaper.
I feel like Atlanta's like LA. Like, anybody can walk through at any time and sing. Like, I was at a party last night and Will Smith walked through. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to pay for Jocelyn Hernandez when Will Smith just walked on through. So.
So I feel like if they were to, like, New Year's Eve, okay, maybe
it's
7
a big
to
party,
10.
Right?
Maybe 7 to 10. But definitely no more than 10. I don't even think more than 10, to be quite honest.
8.
Yeah.
8 in a Ciroc bottle.
Speaking of peaches, Miss Georgia Peach, Rashida, has a new look with the blonde bob. Did you see this?
Well, if my man had a new baby, I'd get a new look, too. Because she's about to have some new bills.
I'm just like, why? Like, okay, I know, like we said, some bitches will just die for the dick. I don't believe that Kirk's dick is that magical.
He might eat.
Not the way his teeth set up.
I don't know. I feel like Rashida, she's invested. I understand Rashida.
Rashida's more of a lover.
She's a lover, and she's invested years and money with Kirk. So she's like, if I leave him, that's years wasted, money wasted, time wasted. What do I do at my age? It ain't like she's 22 years old going through this. She's in her 40s.
I know, but she looks so bomb. You're Rashida. Like, you're a beautiful woman. You're talented. Like, I feel like you aren't focusing on what you need to be focusing on, because mm-hmm. you're focusing on Kirk's shenanigans.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I feel
Kirk
like...
Kirk is the male yeah, Jocelyn Hernandez. Yes, like, he and is. You out here running around.
And he's so cocky! Yeah.
Because she allows it. That's why all these guys, Peter Guns, whoever the other ones are, I don't even know, Scrappy, all of them, because they just are able to play these women, and these women hold, it's like, they don't even want to get mad at him. They'll be like, mm-hmm. all right, I'm going to cuss you out, but I'm going to beat this bitch's ass. And that's a turn on for a mm-hmm. man. It's like this alpha dog thing. And to me, like, Kirk, I can't with Kirk, ever.
When he first cheated on her, remember when he first, like, remember when the mama ran over the bike with the truck, she ran.
Because he had a fucking apartment with this bitch in it?
Yeah, and ended up being his artist, and she ended up being a lesbian, but it's still the fact you had a apartment...
Without your wife knowing.
Without your wife knowing, and someone, a female, living in it. And then remember he went up to the log cabin, and we had girls sitting in the hot tub with him?
Which one was that?
Bambi, and yep. It was in there with Bobby Valentino. Like, he's just been a consistent fuck-up all of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
And Scrappy, then how you gonna take his extra side piece and then pick that up, and now you with Bambi? I can't.
Scrappy's kind of cute to me in a thick country southern way.
No, Scrappy was always like my man in my head growing up.
I liked him too.
And then it's just kind of like now I feel like he just drinks too much lean and he looks like he drinks too much lean.
And all those extra tattoos. Who do you think is the most handsome man on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta?
Mm.
I'll take Stevie from the neck down.
Yeah, I would probably have to say Stevie.
His body's amazing to be his age.
Yeah, probably Stevie.
Mm-hmm.
Scrappy.
You know, last season I liked the guy that went to jail. The other Scrappy.
Oh, yeah. No, he won for sure.
Yes. When he cut his hair. Yeah, like,
no, even with the hair. With the hair, with the braids, yes. Without the braids. Everything. I was like, anyway.
I see why Tommy was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For real. And that's why Carly, she was just like, fuck it, I'm going to get that one time.
Carly is a no shame hoe.
Yeah.
When Tommy told her, thank you for cheating on my man, but I'm cheating with my man. Like, she even hugged. I mean, I expected the bear hug, but, like, Carly has no shame on her game. Now she's dating Caesar from Black Ink. We're talking about something. They not having sex. I just think he has an STD, and she ain't trying to get it to the clear up. Because he looks nasty.
Yeah. Like, girl.
Chicago's a whole better looking just cast. Just be with...
Oh, what's his name? Ryan?
Ryan? Can we get him on the show?
Child, he was supposed to come in, but he was doing tattoos. And then even Fo, when he got his hair cut.
Mm-hmm. Chicago for me.
Yeah. I just think Carly and Young Jock should just be together, end it, and just go somewhere. Because they both are just messes.
She's not going to sleep with no man that's wearing a Fantasia wig. I can't, because that hair... Jock is a coon. I can't do it. I'm sorry. There's no...
Ooh, I'm getting y'all to talk about me. No, no.
You look a fool. You look a whole fool. You look like you ready to tap dance out here for pennies. Like, get Mr. Bojangles out of here.
Come on, y'all. Mr. Bojangles. All right, another makeover we got was Mama June. So we've been talking about this build-up. She was going to go get the surgery and all this. And so she did a reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You saw it?
Yes.
What are your thoughts?
Whoever her surgeon is, I could use you as well. I was surprised at her because...
recommendation.
She wasn't as slim as I thought. She was... She's maybe, what, a size 10 or 11 yeah. now? Something like that.
I actually think she's... I don't know. Maybe it was the pictures. She looks too slim. Like, I think maybe I've kept her like a 12, 13.
An average American size.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, now it's like you have no shape.
Her head is as wide as my ass. Her head is huge. And her body's like this small. And I'm like, the doctor didn't see that when he sucked all that out, he should have sucked a little bit of this out, too. Can you suck anything out from up here?
I don't think you can. Because it's your skull.
But you gotta remember, when Mama June was big, her face was already the size of a moon pie anyway. Well, yeah. So when they sucked her down the size of a Twizzler, that body still, because they took her neck, you know, they sucked her face in a little bit, but her head is still just...
Looking like a Macy Day parade, honey.
Mama June, hot or not, No. That's still a not for me.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, congratulations. Congratulations.
It's a not. I like Mama June, her old side. Honestly. So when I'm saying it's a not for me, meaning I was comfortable with Mama June and her old side. I loved it.
Here's my thing with Mama June. Like, she was so confident. You're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you going to fully, like, and take in, like, the diets, the, you know, working out and things like that? Or is it like, oh, I just did it to get me kind of in the public eye again?
I mean, you definitely, I do know for a fact, when you do plastic surgery on television, it's a free procedure. So, I mean, as long as your blood work and everything's vitals and everything right, you get
some of these bitches be doing it on Snapchat. Have you ever seen Dr. Miami?
His show just premiered on WeTV. I actually like it. He does it on Snap. That's a new innovative way to, you know, these influencers.
These reality stars were going him, and I'm like, y'all trusting someone that be like live videotaping and sucking your fat out?
I don't even want to get tape giving head, so I don't definitely want somebody giving me plastic surgery on Snapchat.
Speaking of sucking out, Tamar Braxton was on. This is bad. Okay, so serious note. Tamar Braxton came out to basically say that she had a miscarriage.
Can we clarify that?
Well,
I'm going to clarify this for Tawanda.
Okay.
Because y'all letting Tawanda have it on social media. She said Tawanda did not have a... Tawanda said that Tamar did not have a miscarriage.
Well, she replied to a tweet. Mm-hmm. So someone tweeted as they watched the episode. They said, "No, you was not pregnant, Tamar." And Tawanda responded, "Yeah, IVF doesn't mean miscarriage. It means it didn't stick. I went through it in 2004, IJS. I'm just saying.
Right. So the correct term, so Tawanda, being the older sister, she knows the correct terminology. So if I put my babies in you and they don't stick, you didn't have a miscarriage. That means that the IVF treatment did not take. And you try again. The only way Tamar could have actually had a miscarriage is when the eggs took. They got the
and it was
results,
like
it was trimester, 4 months in, and her stomach was showing, and then lost the baby. That's how. But she said in the episode, "I for sure felt like I was pregnant. I felt like I was pregnant. I knew this was going to happen, and then the eggs didn't take because really it's a waiting process." Because mm-hmm. She said in the episode, "I gained weight, but that's what happens with in vitro. You gain weight. That's what you know."
And
Todd
stress
and Candy did.
Everything else too. So,
Tawanda was just correcting
what
Tamar said, not disparaging the storyline.
No. And so, you know, I mean, it's also, if you, you know what I mean, to watch these sisters, you know Tawanda's like that, to always just kind of pop her head in and be like, "Ah, oh, girl." The other thing is that she said, "I went through it in 2004, and I'm just kind of like the oldest sister of looking at Tamar like, girl, like, don't be out here telling people you're...
Well, because when Tamar relayed that information, again, she was trying to deflect all the drama that was coming towards her, with Tracy being mad about the social media tweet, with Trina being mad about her saying, talking about her chicken tasting like Sarah, and then Tawanda is in her own world right now. She's dealing with a divorce. So I felt like, once again, like in the episode when Tracy tried to talk to Tamar about what she was feeling, and Tamar made it all about her, "Oh, girl, come to my house, record in my house," and then again at the dinner, you know, it's all about her, like, "This is what I pay for your food, and I think this." So when they went to finally confront her, boom, "Don't talk bad to me. I'm only saying these things because I..." You know what I'm saying? Like, I just thought she just tried to deflect. But I like Tamar, though.
I mean, I love her because that's, you know what I mean? It's her personality.
She's the baby of her five. I'm the baby of my five. So I get it. Like, everything's dramatic for us because we're the youngest ones. We're the last to always do everything. We're the ones who... I don't want to say we get the most attention. We do. We get
you
more
do,
attention
because
we're
like
closer to the parent.
That, and it's also like, as the older son, it's like...
You're expected
my mom,
to do good.
Expected to do
we're
good.
We're expected to be lazy.
And also... Oh, and trust me, like, if you see the situation. But no, my parents would always... It would be like, you know, in ninth grade, I had to be home by 9. 10th grade, home by 10. 11. And then it was like my brother in high school was like, I'm like, at 2 a.m. in the morning at 10th grade, like, how is he out right now?
Well, by then, your parents are older.
Like,
they
oh,
don't
we
care. We're not as worse now. But like I said, Tamar's the youngest of 6, actually. They have a brother.
Yeah, and so, very religious household.
Very religious household. So by the time Tamar came along, you know, her mother was probably a little more relaxed in church. Her dad was out doing, you know, her dad... The reins weren't as tight on Tamar, maybe, as it was her older siblings. And I understand how she feels. Like, everybody is, you know, Tamar's a lot more outspoken than the... Tracy's outspoken, too. Shout out to Tracy. It's her
Tracy's
birthday.
Tracy's second old... Youngest.
She's the second oldest.
Oldest or youngest?
Tamar is Tony, Tracy,
oh.
Tawanda, Trina, Tamar.
I'm thinking Trina.
And there's a brother Trina's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, what did you think about Trina throwing shade about Tamar, you need to raise your own kid? My grandpa, listen, there's nothing wrong with having, it's a blessing to have your parents, they can be there to babysit. Because I know my sister has a very demanding job, and so does my brother-in-law. And my parents babysit a lot.
Yeah, but there's boundaries with it, because you do, like, my, I grew up in a family where my grandmother lived in our house. So my, mm-hmm. I look at my mom and my grandmother honestly almost equally. Like, mm-hmm. But there's, you know what I mean? Like, you have to have that. There are certain things as a mom you do have to force yourself to do, and I mm-hmm. think it is some of those things that you would want your, you know what I mean? Hey, if my grandma is around, she can, if my mom's around, she can watch the kid and do that, you know what I mean? Or clean and cook and like, but it you know what I mean? For you as a mom to cook with your kid, like for you as a mom to put your kid to bed, for you as a mom, those things are really important. And that's not just.
Tamar said that her nanny goes to her mother's house with her. So when Logan goes, the nanny goes. So it's not like, you know, mama's there. But Tamar had a really rough year last year. Like, she got fired from the, I was about to say the View,
did
Lord.
From
well,
the
she said she lost her job. So she lost her job. She lost some friends on social media, we saw. You know, all that, she her album didn't do well. She lost the tour. She got sick. So, like, I could see the mother stepping in to help out with Logan. A lot. But the rest of the girls, their kids are grown. So, of course, when they want to spend time with their mom, she got Logan because their kids are teenagers. Tamar, again, she's last yep. to have kids. So, the same time Mama Evelyn spent with Denim and Diesel and Trina's kids and Tawanda's kids and Tracy's kids, she's now, and Michael, the brother Michael's kids, they spending it with Tamar. Y'all gonna leave my girlfriend alone. Y'all gonna leave Tamar alone.
And it's, I mean, honestly, like, and to be the last, especially, I can just imagine her mom even spoiling him even more, because it's like...
Because she wants another one. Well, it was kind of shaky. You saw when she tweeted, well, I wish I had a daughter. Uh-oh. And Tiny's mother responded, well, how about you step in and take care of your goddaughter? Ooh! When the mama checks you.
Wait, but Tamar didn't respond to that back to that,
well,
right?
Well, that's an adult. Yeah. She's not going to respond to that. But it's an unfortunate situation with Tamar and Tiny and Toya and Monica and all those girls that she used to be friends with. So,
maybe we can do something to get them all together.
We should have them all here on Reality Check.
And spill. But look, you know, it's a real safe place to just spill your mess.
We'll put Tamar over here.
Spill your mess. Right, we don't want her on the same side, is it?
So we'll put Tamar here. We'll put Tiny and Toya over there. Monica can be in the middle because, you know, Monica's churchy.
Right. And yeah. No one's going to really, like, hit.
Ain't nobody going to hit Monica. I feel like Monica will whoop all our ass, okay? In the name of the Lord.
Monica, you can only come if you bring that big brimmed hat, though, and sit right in the middle.
Yes.
I'll buy teacups for that
and
specific
episode.
And bring your
fine husband, Shannon Brown.
Oh, literally. And he'll just sit right there.
Right. Sit right there on the couch.
Speaking of sitting on the couch, maybe you're going to do that this weekend. You know, a really easy way for you to do that is by checking out Blue Apron. We talk about it every single week. Mm-hmm. So it's this food delivery service, and it's awesome because they have the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service out of all of them. Because here you go. Number one, it is partnered with 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranches across the U.S. Seafood is sourced sustainably under standards developed in partnership with the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood. I keep, like, saying this because as I'm, like, trying to eat healthier, I never used to, like, read the back of packaging. Mm-hmm. And it's really scary. Like, when you really see, like, sodium, when you really see, like, where some of these things are actually coming from, the farms that they're raised on.
So they can make me a good salad.
Honey, let me tell you what they can make you.
Okay.
They got a spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata. Ooh. Sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. Mm. Baby broccoli and fontina paninis with hard-boiled egg and arugula salad. And then my favorite is Parmesan-crusted chicken with creamy fettuccine and roasted broccoli.
I feel like healthy food has never sounded so good to me.
And honestly, and the best part about this is that if you guys use this code that I'm about to give you, you get three meals for free.
Oh, let me write this down.
Okay, and you don't even got to put your card in at first. So.
Okay.
All right, so it's blueapron.com/reality check. BlueApron.com/realitycheck. You get your first 3 meals free with free shipping. And it's so cute. Like, they come in the cutest little packages. Everything is, like, proportioned out. And you get this, like, little sheet. And it literally has check marks. And you just go down it. And you just mix the ingredients together. And within, voila, however many minutes it tells you on the thing, it's really quick and easy, usually 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. You have a bomb meal. Okay, so
oh
check
my
it out.
God,
BlueApron.com. And you can choose, like, what types of foods you want, what type of meals you like, if you're mm-hmm. allergic to something. So BlueApron.com/realitycheck. Check it out. All right, you got any more tea?
Wait,
you read anything else?
It's Sunday, so Atlanta Housewives tonight. Kim Zolciak is going to be making her return very soon. Sidebar, I want to see Kim and NeNe season 10 next year. I'll be back
That's
watching
what
it regularly.
Rumoring could happen.
Well, I feel like because Kim actually made an appearance this season, it could actually happen. That's what Sheree did. Sheree started out as a guest, and she's back now.
I just can't believe Kim's really had this show on air for this long.
I didn't know Tardy for the Party had been on that long, but she airs every year. Yeah. So also after that, The Real Housewives of Potomac.
I'm excited.
Shout out to Karen and Ashley and Giselle, Robin, Charisse, and I don't know the new girl name. I don't know her.
But from what I hear, she's going to give some tea, because I was trying to figure out, because on the press day, it was the new girl, Karen, and Giselle. And I felt like they were all vibing together.
Mm-hmm.
But at the after party, Giselle was separated from them all. And Karen was taking pictures. And then the new girl was over by Karen, but it was kind of...
So promo is contractual. After party is optional.
Okay.
And I'll give you a little love of hip hop Hollywood tea. Yesterday I got to attend Masika's baby Kari Barbie's first birthday party. Fetty was there, Moniece was there, been on the show. Nia's been on the show. Has she Nia been on? They were all there, got to see the girls, and Fetty was there, her mother, her sister, and all her other industry and, you know, close friends, and they got Kari a beautiful little car. Like, it came out with the mermaid sequins that you could rub up in silver or pink, and it was playing Fetty musical, of course, and they smashed cake on each other. It was a really cute family moment, despite the stuff that you read on the blogs about that. So, shout out to my homegirl Masika and Kari Barbie. Love you guys. But that's all the tea I know for now.
So, is that scene gonna be a cute? You know, like no one's gonna come and mess anything up.
No, that was just a regular family function. Yeah, we just took pictures and all that stuff. That was not filmed for the upcoming season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. So,
she didn't put it on.
No, yeah, she tweeted, because the blogs were saying, oh, this was just filmed for TV, Fetty doesn't love her, and she retweeted and said, no, this was a private event, this was not filmed for the upcoming season. So she made it known that this was just her and him for the baby. So I love that. So
absolutely. All right, y'all, we gotta head out of here. Mr. Ray, where can everyone keep in contact?
You guys can definitely follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social medias at Mr. Ray. So that's MISSTERRAY.
Boom. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit up Ashley Gray TV. I wish her a happy birthday today.
Ashley. I felt like I had your spirit in me today.
You did. You was catching all the shade.
I haven't even had a cocktail.
Ooh. Girl, how you went to brunch and ain't had no cocktail? That ain't a brunch.
I was trying to keep it classy, because usually at brunch Sunday fun day, I get fucked up.
Oh.
And I wanted to come here and be...
Oh, usually that's why I'm quiet today, because I haven't. Usually we come here lit. All right. Also, make sure you guys check us out at BHL Online across all social media. Hashtag BHL Reality Check. Thank you guys for tuning in. Till next week. Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.